This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Illinois State University's fall enrollment numbers are down less than 1%. University President Larry Dietz is counting that as a positive. In this interview with Charlie Schlenker, Dietz says enrollment looks similar to the last decade.
Our numbers are 20,635 students, and so we're shy a few from where we were this time last year, but it's just a few, and so we don't get too worried about that. We're within our range of where we thought we would be, and so we continue this strong and stable mantra that we've had, and we're actually up in new freshmen by about 10%, up in graduate students by about 3%, transfers up just a tad, 0.4%.
So why down less than 1% overall with those encouraging signs?
Yeah, well, we graduated a huge class this last spring, and so one of the largest classes in our history, about 4,200 students, and so it takes a lot to make up for that population that went out the door. So that's hundreds more than we normally have graduated in the past. So
with the 10% increase in entering freshmen, you might be tempted to look at the academic qualifications. How do those stack up compared to prior years?
Very, very similar. We have an average ACT close to a 24. Grade point average is actually up a slight tick. And so we don't compromise our admission standards to get our numbers. We're interested in quality and not necessarily quantity, though we obviously are. Everybody's interested in the overall numbers and in the various categories, and our enrollment management folks do a really good job of tracking all that for us. But we're very pleased with our overall numbers.
For every 100 students, it's roughly $1 million difference in the bottom line for the university.
Yeah, those are rough numbers that we talk about. So yeah, that's pretty close. Yeah.
So down a couple hundred. So down
149 is the number.
So
last year,
1.5 million. Will you cope with that in the budget?
Pretty reasonably. We are very pleased that in light of the overall demographic downturn throughout the entire state in terms of the numbers of students that are graduating directly from high school, we not only got our share, but more than our share of those freshmen. So at $1.5 million that you talked about, that's out of a total budget of about $420 million. So I think we'll be able to manage that. It's well within our budget planning scenarios that we put together.
Illinois State University has been focusing on diversity for a lot of years and on foreign international students for just a few years. How about those criteria? How are you doing?
Yeah, the underrepresented students or African-American students, that number for the fall of 18 has increased by about 7%. Our Latinx students have increased by about 5%. For the first time, our Latina student population is just a tad above in overall numbers our African-American population. So we now have a little over a quarter of our students are coming from traditionally underrepresented groups. Our international numbers we knew would be modest this fall. We have had an increase as a result of our involvement with our INTO program of about 65 students. We wanted to start that program with a modest increase and test out all of our systems, and that's coming along really quite well. So yeah, it really will be next year and the following years before we see much of an uptick in that number. But an additional 60 compared to about 450 that we've had previously is is a good increase.
Where are those kids coming from?
Well, really all over the world, and that's our idea. We didn't want all of our students coming from one country or even two or three countries. So China, obviously, some students coming from China, Taiwan, India, South Korea. We have one student, our first a student who applied through the INTO program was actually an accounting major from Vietnam. So it's a well-represented group.
Much has been made about the growth in the general population of minority kids and how, if not now, then very soon, those will become more than half of all the kids coming out of high school. Will ISU eventually look like that?
Well, I think a lot of institutions will look more, certainly more diverse than they have in the past. For some populations, the challenge related to education and some of the underrepresented populations, for some students, the challenge is still completing high school and making sure that they get out of high school. And obviously, they've got to do that before they even think about a college or university degree. But I would say that the college university degree is more within the realm of a lot of students from underrepresented groups than it was before. There tends to be a demographic and financial shift for a lot of those students. We have some of those students have higher financial needs than some of the majority populations, and so we're going to have to be concerned about that and how do we meet those needs and keep college affordable. So there's some unique challenges that are coming with that, but we really hope to mirror the overall demographic of the state of Illinois, and so we anticipate those numbers to continue to go up.
ISU President Larry Dietz spoke with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. This is Sound Ideas.